I'm Ethan.
And this is how to make AirPods but better, or headphones but better.
All right, so headphones have been around for a while. They originally started with things like the Walkman and boomboxes. Those aren't headphones, but those are just
like other forms of media, or speakers. Yeah, like media and like headphones and music
and
stuff.
Eventually, people designed ways to personally listen to music, so you could listen to your own music without having other people.
Yeah, and I think this kind of started Apple and like the iPod, which is really important to note. And yeah, and then that kind of like segues into current day music listening with the AirPods. Everyone has AirPods, or even Air Maxes. Is that not what it's called?
Air Maxes? Are those the newer ones?
I think so. The big like clunky headphones. But yeah.
And so, anyways, AirPods are the most recent development, the most recent fad in
Yeah, you can
earbuds.
Definitely see them in like many different like environments, like whether it's school or like you're out and about at home.
They're wireless earbuds that connect to your phone, and it's really easy to use them.
Yeah, and they're kind of different than the wired ones, because obviously they're portable, they don't have the wire, so that's what I think popularized them. You can see a lot of other companies too, like Samsung. They made their own version, but AirPods are definitely like the most popular.
And there's definitely a lot more benefits, being more portable. You can have your phone farther away from you. They don't have wires that can get tangled up, and it comes with some downsides like batteries.
Yeah, for sure.
But overall, I think they're a net positive.
Yeah, especially with the earlier designs of AirPods, you can definitely see like the battery dying, and they're not too sturdy. Like personally for me, I had my dog bite through the entire case, so that's personal experience. But yeah, so that's just how it currently works. And then here are ideas for how to make it better.
So aside from basic things like longer battery life, more durable, all those basic, easy to come up with ideas, some ideas we've come up with were things like, for example, making colors to make them more personalized.
Yes. Like how we see with like the big headphones and stuff, they definitely were more personalized and more fit to every person's like personal taste and outfit choices. So
that's a lot of persons.
I know it is, but
and even like with how with regular Apple phones, you'll have different colors. So if people have like clear cases, I guess AirPod cases are a lot less common, but you could just which one's yours a lot easier. Or I don't know, you might like it. It's cosmetic.
This is more it's more stylistic choice. Not so much how to make like the product inherently better, but it'll make it more marketable to the public. So that was one idea. The next is maybe adding a tracker rather than on the actual case, like for each individual pod.
Because the case already has a tracker, and it's somewhat easy to find it on your phone if you go to the Find My and then you go to Devices. But if an AirPod is not in the case, then it can be hard to find it. Like sometimes you'll lose it in your bed or something, and you want to just make sure it's at home.
Yeah, like if you lose it, for example, like at school or in an airport or, you know, like a workplace setting, you're not getting it back. Like, it's just a fact.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people personally who have only a left one or only a right one because they lost it.
Exactly. And you don't really want to go through the trouble of paying another, like, what? It's like $400 or like $300 for the newer models. It's not really ideal, and it's not like cost effective. So.
And our final idea was to make a small battery on the inside of the case that can help, small screen that can help indicate the battery of the AirPod case.
Yes, I think it would just make the design like look a lot more sleek. And then I know there already is like a blinking light, like the red or the green, but I feel like that's not, it doesn't look as nice. So.
Yeah, and on your phone, it isn't that hard to find the charge of the AirPod case, but it can be a little bit annoying. And I think just being able to open the case and see it would be a lot more convenient, a lot easier to understand for some people.
Yeah, for some. But yeah. I have a widget on my phone that tells me the battery, but it's kind of annoying because you have to like always open up your phone and you can't just tell like right off the bat. It would just make planning out your day more efficient.
Yeah.
Okay.
That about concludes.
Yeah, that concludes
this episode.
This is
how to make it better. Thanks for hearing us out.